Some big changes for business operators in Japan sent a very clear message. We want your business. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. It's been a notoriously difficult destination for both Part 91 and Part 135 operators. But now the message from both the government and airports in Tokyo is unmistakable. Come here for business.
It wasn't a very friendly operating environment, especially if something big was going on and you weren't one of the first five aircraft to get a request in there, then you were having to either drop your passengers or go up to Sendai and let them take the bullet train in.
That's Phil Linebaugh, Chief Operating Officer at International Trip Planning Services in Houston. And pilots like Mark Swedenborg agree. To say it was difficult to fly into Tokyo was at one point quite an understatement.
Problem is getting slots into the airport as well as a parking slot so you could spend the night.
But then something remarkable happened. Tokyo got easier.
The main difference that we're seeing right now are the availability of slots. In the past, if you wanted to go to Tokyo, you only went to Tokyo Narita. You didn't have the option of going to Haneda during the daytime. If you wanted to go in there, you had to go in there at night and then be out of there by the morning time. There's no daytime operations. Then they opened up Haneda, and everybody started going down there because there's only a 15, 20-minute drive into the nice hotels or the center part of town there. Shortly after that happened, they started working on additional parking spaces over at Narita, and lo and behold, the slot times taking about a month and a half to get those and having work your schedule around theirs. Now, slots in Tokyo are very easy to get, and parking has not been an issue.
So what changed? Linebaugh says a couple of things.
They had the corner on the market over there, and then all of a sudden China jumped into the game with both feet and had taken a lot of traffic away from them. The rest of Asia has seen what China's doing and has jumped on board as well. So Japan has lost their monopoly over there, really.
With shorter processing times, better parking, and more slots, Linebaugh and Swedenborg both say there's just one more issue. Cost. While fees still amount to between $10,000 and $15,000 per trip, those prices are now typical throughout much of Asia. And with its determination to regain prominence in handling business aviation in Asia, Linebaugh says that could change in Japan.
They are the highest priced place in the world and have been for years. In the old days, it was understood that you had no choice. You wanted to go to Japan, you were going to pay those fees. But now with the amount of traffic that's going elsewhere in the Far East, I think by lowering some of those costs, you're going to get some of the tech stops back and maybe bring some of the business aircraft back in there as well.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Pilots may be able to receive reimbursement for many business flights, but there are some limitations you need to know about if you want to avoid violating FAA regulations or perhaps voiding your insurance coverage. But there is an answer. NBAA has a publication called The Reimbursement of Flight Expenses for Owner Pilots Handbook. It's full of answers that will help you understand the privileges and limitations of flight-related business reimbursements. It's free. For more information and to get your copy, check out the webpage flyforbusiness.org/reimbursement. That's flyforbusiness, all one word, flyforbusiness.org/reimbursement.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. It's the first Monday of the new year, and it's time to take a look at the NBAA calendar. Schedulers and dispatchers meet in New Orleans from the 14th through the 17th of this month, and there are several events surrounding that important week. You can take a PDP course on the 13th called the Scheduling Function, and recurrent training for dispatchers will be available both the 13th and the 14th. On the 30th, there's an NBAA regional forum in Boca Raton, Florida. For a look at all upcoming events, check the website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.